This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast, brought to you by its host, Apostle Ronald Solly, in an on-time message that will build your faith for the end times. Listen every Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 89.9 FM, WCNO.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574, 561-383-6574. Now stay tuned for today's message.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Toda, lift your hands into the Lord, Yada. Stretch your hands with all your might, Hala. It's the unrestrained praise. These are the levels of praise. Toda, lift your hands into the Lord, Yada. Stretch your hands with all your might.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is Pastor David Ewers with Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. And I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Glory to God. I can tell you there's a little excitement in my voice, right? Yes, I'm sure you can. Why? Because the person that you're listening to right now, that's actually my wife, Pastor Deanne Ewers, on her CD, Fresh Anointing. And she's singing about the levels of praise, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Last week we introduced the fact that how our prayer is linked with our praise, and if we just learn how to praise God and add that element of praise, we can see a dynamic results in our prayer. All right, so As she's actually singing about the things that I'm going to be talking about today, the different levels of praise, and we're going to go through each level of praise. I'm just going to show you how praise has an impact when we have to incorporate praise, not just pray, but also pray. All right, let us pray. Father, we come before your divine presence. We praise you, Father. We honor you. We lift you up. We magnify you. We glorify your holy name. We exalt you, Father. Father God, we address you, Lord God, as Yada. We address you, Lord God, as our Abba Father. We address you, Lord God, as Adonai. We address you, Lord God, as Elohim. And Father God, we come before your divine presence and give you the glory, give you the honor. Father God, I ask, Father God, that as I minister and open up the word, we ask, Father God, that whatever individuals may be going through, that as we talk about praise, Father God, we declare now, God, that as the praise go forth and as the explanation of praise go forth, let there be a breaking of chains. Let there be a shift in foundations that the enemy has set against us. Let there be deliverance. Let there be healing. Let there be breakthroughs in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit who comes alongside of us and leads us. You said at the entrance of your word, it gives light. It gives us understanding, so we give you the glory and we give you the honor in Jesus Christ, and we pray, amen. Glory to God. Well, I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As you know, I'm Pastor David Ewers with Maranatha, a church of worship, the word, and healing. And we have the opportunity to teach, and we do not take that lightly that we have this opportunity to teach. But today, I mean, we're going to keep on the same vein that we've been talking about. Teach me how to pray. I believe if we teach you how to pray, then you'll be able to effectually use the prayer and to pray for your family, pray for your children, pray for your community, pray for, you know, whatever that mountain may come up against you, you can actually use this information that is given so you can actually pray and praise. Now, we've been talking, last week we introduced prayer, and we're going to be talking about prayer and also a heavy emphasis on praise and thanksgiving, and that when we link our prayer with praise, it's a dynamic outcome. There's a prolific outcomes when we add that element of praise to our prayer. Yes, we've been doing a lot of prayer. If you just kind of look at it from like, for if you look at a scale, like a balancing scale, you remember when you were young and you went on a teeter-totter, and one child will get on one side, and if there's another one on the other side, then it would balance. Yeah, like a balancing scale. But let's look at it this. Prayer is on the one side, but also praise and thanksgiving should be on the other side. It should be balanced. Some of our teeter-totters are just, no one's on the other side. So guess what? It's just you on that other side. But I believe if you add praise and thanksgiving, and the word makes it very clear that we have to add those elements of praise, then we will see the breakthroughs, then we will see the things begin to start happening in our prayer life. All right. Now, first of all, let us define this word praise. I actually had the chance to go into the dictionary. I looked up the word praise. It means to express approval of admiration or admiration of. In other words, it also means expression of approval or admiration for someone or something. Maybe when's the last time someone praised you? You remember when someone praised you and said, "Hey, man, you did a very good job. I was watching you, and no one did it as excellent the way you did it. You're such a good worker. You're such a good person. You're such a good son." When's the last time you praised your son, or praised your wife, or praised your spouse? How did they feel? You know, it felt, made them felt good. You know, made them feel good. Made them feel like they want to do more for you. Now, just like, for instance, let me give this a word of tip for those husbands that's out there. Instead of criticizing your wife, begin to start praising her. Because if the desired result that you want is for her to be a beautiful wife, then accent her and praise her for what, highlight the things that she is good and she's doing good. And make a big deal out of it. You know, same thing with my wife. You know, I really love my wife. You heard her this morning, you know, on their beautiful voice. You know, and I make it a point to go out of my way to highlight those areas that she is good at and commend her for it and to praise her for it. Now, just like how we feel when we feel good, when someone says something praiseworthy to you, and you feel like, man, I just want to do something for that individual. They went out of their way and they said something good about me. I feel so good. I just want to do something. Now, what about God? God is the same way now. He says, don't just come to me and begin to start just asking me for stuff, but praise me first. Express approval of admiration. And when the praise go first before the prayer, what happens is that you engage God in moving on your behalf. Last week we talked about how he inhabits in Psalms 22 and 3, inhabits the praises of his people. In other words, he comes and he sits down in the middle of your praise. I remember when I was actually just a young whippersnapper growing up in the church, just started out, you know, not necessarily even going into pastor, but just, you know, helping out in church or whatever it is. I remember this one particular incident where right before church, this person was very aggressive and just antagonist. It seemed as though it got to a point that person wanted to fight me. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. But guess what? Something inside of me said, why don't you just praise? Once I begin to start praising God, I say, God, I thank you. I praise you. You're such a wonderful God. You're such a beautiful God. You're always good. And just get the praise. It's almost like the person was just kind of jerking back, as someone was sticking him. And I was, wait a minute. So I said, okay, you mean that my praise have an effect on the enemy? All right, I want you to just cut, let this hang there for a second as we get into this. All right, well, last week we gave the example of Paul and Silas. You remember in Paul and Silas, we talked about Paul and Silas, how there was a slave girl, a girl that was a fortune teller that was coming behind them saying good things. These are the men of the Most High who proclaimed the way of salvation. Paul turned around, he got annoyed, and he commanded the demon to come out of that young girl. We see as a result, the people that hired that young girl got upset. They stripped off Paul's clothes. They beat them severely. They put them into a prison and put shackles on them, fastened shackles on their feet. But even in the midst of that, we see in Acts chapter 16, verses 25, that at midnight, what is your midnight hour? You know, maybe right now you're going through your midnight hour. What do you do at your midnight hour when bad news comes, where your spouse has now walked out on you? What do you do in your midnight hour when they hand you, you've been at that job for years and years, and they hand you a slip and say, we know your services are no longer needed? What do you do at your midnight hour when something significant just kind of hits you and throws you off your feet? It's at that midnight hour, just like Paul and Silas, they did what? Acts chapter 16, verses 25, the scripture says that at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing. It didn't just say just praying, but they were praying and singing hymns to who? To God. They were bigging up God. They were making him feel good. They were praising him. And what happened? The prisoners heard them. So the prisoners were affected by their praying and singing. Verse 26 says, suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. It shook the foundation. And it says immediately all the doors, not some of the doors, all the doors were open. Everyone's chains were loose. We can draw a correlation now. What are chains? Chains may be, someone you may know, they have chains of addiction, a drug addiction. Chains of sexual addiction, whatever is holding you down from standing up and fully walking in what God has for you. Poverty, that could be chain addiction. So guess what? Use that instrument or of praise to remove those doors, to remove those chains, but also to open all the doors and to break every chain. So we see here that was an example of the power of praise and how it had when it's used and combined with praying. So our prayer, so remember last week we talked about how God says that, hey, I have a protocol. He said, you want to come into my presence? He says, come before my presence with singing, enter into my gates with thanksgiving, and into my courts with praise. Be thankful unto me and bless. That word bless comes from the word Barak. Bless his name. For why? For the Lord is good. His mercy is what? Everlasting, meaning his kindness. And his truth, his firmness, his moral fidelity, his steadiness endures to all generations. So we see here that as you praise God, it's very powerful. Why is it so powerful? Let's kind of just go back a little bit. Go back before there was the devil. His name was Lucifer. He's the archangel. Guess what? He was in charge of the praise and the worship, and he was right there beside God, looking at the array and the beautiness of God, and he's just elaborate on how he's exposed with so much goodness and so much mercy, and he's like exposed to it. So he was in charge of it. The scripture described Lucifer as having built in organs, instruments that were built into him. Before there was a devil, that was a Lucifer, that same guy. So now he was in charge of the, let's say, the praise and the worship of heaven. But then he says, why is he getting all the praise? Why can't I get some of this praise. And guess what? You're right. Pride got inside of him. And now, as a result, he had to be kicked out of heaven. So the other Lucifer, the other angel, archangel, Michael, had to now dislodge him from heaven and kick him out of heaven. So as a result, he is mad and he is angry. He wants everyone to go to hell. He says, I'm going to do whatever I can do to dislodge and to make God upset. So one of his biggest thing is, I hate people that praise. Now you see why it's important that we praise. So praise is very important. Now let's look at the second example, and then we're going to go through the level of praise. Remember the song that that my wife was singing earlier this morning as we came on? These are the level of praise. By the way, I encourage you to go online and to purchase this CD. A very good CD. It's called Fresh Anointing by Pastor Deanne Ewers. That's E-W-E-R-S. Her name is spelled D-E-A-N-N-E. You know, I'm going to plug my wife now. All right. Now, let's look at this now. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 20. Let's start at verse 20, verses 1. This is the story of Jehoshaphat. There was armies that came up against him. In verse 1, it says, and it happened after that the people of Moab and the people of Ammon and the others with them, besides the Amorites, came to battle against who? Jehoshaphat. Some of them came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, hey, there's a great multitude is coming against you, you beyond the sea from Syria, and they are in Hazon Tamar. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. Oh my God, these people are coming against me. What shall I do? Let me seek the Lord. Seek his advice. And proclaimed a fast throughout all Judea. And Judea gathered together to ask help from the Lord. And from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. So we see here that was a level of praying and fasting that was going on. But guess what? After we're praying, the result, they didn't necessarily see any results when they were praying until they add that factor of praise. So we pick up in verse 20 where they now are going to add the element of praise, and they're going to send forth the praisers first in going into battle against Moab, Ammon, and all these other enemies. Verse 20, it says, so they rose up early in the morning. Are you still with me? All right, good. So they rose up early in the morning and went into wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and he shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, catch this now, he appointed those who would what? Sing to the Lord. Minister to the Lord, and who should praise the Lord, praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went out before the army, and they were saying, what exactly what they were saying? Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Can you see this now? The army is there. Before they send out the army, they didn't send out the fighters. They send out the worship singers. They sing out the praise before. Verse 22. Now when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambush. You know what ambush is? It means to lurk and to lie in wait. The Lord set ambush against the people of Ammon, against Mount Seir, who had come up against Judah, and they were defeated. Why? Because praise, the factor of praise was added to the element of praise. Verse 24, so when Judah came to the place overlooking the wilderness, towards the multitude, we understand that they were utterly killed and they were destroyed. In other words, God moved against the enemies. And we see that how God now is having an impact as a result of our praise. Now, verse 24 says, so when Judah came to the place overlooking the wilderness, they looked towards the multitude, and there were dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables of dead bodies and precious jewelry, and they stripped them off. And guess what? It took them 3 days to gather all the property. Why? Because the element of praise went before prayer, and it was added to prayer. And when you add that, then God, you're adding God, because the scripture says he inhabits the praises of his people. Now, you remember the song that that my wife was singing earlier? These are the level of praise. Now, it's not just a song just to be singing, but these were actually Hebrew words for praise that she was singing in that song. I'm going to play it again before I get off here. But let's kind of go through it real quick. The different types of praise. And these are Hebrew words for praise. The first one is yada. Yada. It means to revere. It means to give thanks. And it means to praise. It's a word that means to extend or to throw your hands in the air. It is used elsewhere in the Old Testament to refer to one casting stone or pulling back on a bow, like a bow and arrow. An attempt to revere. It also is an attempt to give thanks. It's a human response to God, and to extend our hands to reach out in response to God. See that? So the first one is yada. It means to revere. It means to give thanks. It means to praise. It's used in, like, for instance, Psalms 145:10. It says, all your works shall give thanks. Give yada to you, O Lord, and all your inhabitants shall bless you. All creations reach out in thanks and praise back toward the Creator. We see also it's used in Psalms 139:14. I will yada you. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I will praise you, and I will extend my hands to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Pause for a second. Those that may be low esteem, people saying that you're ugly, you don't look good. Guess what? You are made in the very image of God. You are fearfully, wonderfully made. So I praise you, God. See that? So the first word is yada. Say that with me. Yada. You got it. It means to revere and to give thanks. The second word, the Hebrew word for praise is barak. Barak. And that means to bless. It means to praise as a blessing. This word, it means to bow or to kneel. So in this praise, we see someone bowing and someone kneeling. It's what a person does when he comes into the presence of a king. He bows. He pays homage. What are you doing? Your praise is an expression of humility. All right. So barak, it means to bless. It means to praise as a blessing. And that's also used in Psalms 145. But it's mentioned in actually verse 1 when it says, I will extol you, my God and my King, and I will bless your name forever. I will barak your name forever. All right. The third one is shabak. Shabak. So the first one we had yada. The second one we had barak. And the third one is shabak. It means to exclaim or shout praise. It's a way for a person to express my confidence in God's character and ability. I am confident. The scripture says this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, we know that he what? Hears us. In another verse, he says, the Lord is my confidence. You think David was confident when he went against Goliath? I'm sure he was. He ran towards Goliath. He was confident. So we see this word shabak, and it's also used in Psalm 63:3. It says, because of your steadfast, you got to watch me because I'm getting ready to kind of shout a little bit. So kind of watch me. Pray for me. Okay. Because of your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will shabak you, will praise you. My lips will shabak you. Is that how it works? Okay, I think you get it. I'm sure you're taking notes there. Now the fourth one is Hala. Now, I grew up in Jamaica, but I also spent some time in New Jersey. And they usually use this term, Hala at your boy. And I said, like, what do you mean by that, Hala at your boy? Well, they actually didn't realize that they were showing praise. All right, so this word Hala, H-A-L-L-A-L, it means to shine, it means to rave, it means to boast. In Jamaica, we use this term, you're bossing. Look how you're so bossy. Look how you walk so bossy. It means to boast. It means to celebrate extravagantly. It means to be clamorous and foolish. I believe David, when he brought the Ark of the Covenant back to his rightful place, the scripture says that he danced. And he just almost, he danced like until almost his clothes went off. He acted like a fool. What's wrong with you, David? Behave yourself. He says, you don't realize how good God has been to me. So that word Hala, it means to shine. It means to rave. It means to boast. It means to celebrate extravagantly. It means to be clamorous, to be foolish. Hala is the root from which we get the word hallelujah, halle. So Hala comes, the root word is halle, which means praise Jah or praise Yahweh. All right. So Hala, it means to shine, it means to rave, it means to boast, it means to celebrate. Now let's look, see where it's used. In Psalm 69 and 30, it says, I will holla the name of God with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox or a bull. All right? I'm going to end right there because I want you to hear, I want you to hear the song again, and so we can put it back in its rightful place. All right. So before we kind of play the song again, my wife, the song is a fresh anointing off of her CD. I want you to call me at 561-383-6574. And those out there, you said, I've been looking for a church that's integrity, a church of character. I've been looking for a church where I can grow, where my children can grow. This is the place for you. Call me at 561-383-6574 or go on our website at maranathainter.com. All right, so hear this word, this is the song again. And next week we're gonna still stay in praise, and we're gonna still continue just to praise the Lord, and we're expecting some great things. All right, so listen to my wife and let the song just kind of take you out until next week. Be praising God. Be blessing God. Give him a yada. Give him a barak. Give him a shaba. Give him a holla. Holla at your boy. All right, God bless you. And Richard, God bless you with blessings on you. Amen. Amen.
Church of worship, the word and healing.
Noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574. 561-383-6574.
A church of worship, the word and healing.
This is Tom Crate, WCNO Radio. Most of you know that WCNO Radio is a listener-supported ministry. But do you know that much of our programming is made possible by corporate underwriting? Christian businessmen and women who sponsor this ministry monthly with a financial commitment that allows us to continue bringing you the music and message of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In return, we play sponsorship announcements that let the listeners know who our sponsors are, what they do, what products and